طب اللول
first letter, the letters of the word Elul, it's me to my uncle and my uncle to me. Ani le dadi ve dadi li, it's the letters of the word Elul. Holy Rabbi said that when the month of Elul is coming, even fish that's in the sea, they're shaking from fear. It means that all of the creation feels Judgment Day. Person that really serves Hashem with truth, he feels Elul all of his life. All of his life, all of the year, he feels Elul. Well, just because of Judgment Day, because of that we need to be right. It means that the person is very far from the purpose. In Elul, he's trying to think what to do with his life. What should I fix? A real person who serves Hashem needs to do tshuva every day. In Elul, you can do tshuva. You can cover for all of the year in 1 month. You need to judge yourself every day. To check that day. This is why for sure need to get stronger in Limud HaTorah HaKadoshah, praising Hashem. We just need to praise Hashem. In this kollel, all of between the times, ben hazmanim, people were learning here every day until one. This year was a real pleasure. Everyone was coming and learning. It was wonderful, really wonderful. This is how it's supposed to be. This is how it fits. Who wants to move from his seat? Adraba, between the times, this is the time to learn even more than in regular time. A person that serves Hashem is getting closer to Hashem. He's looking for Hashem always. This is why, even more so, don't think that in Elul you should do a certain change to sit and to learn in the yeshiva, this is the best way to prepare yourself to Rosh Hashanah. To come to the yeshiva daily, to learn. No, I have to do change. I have to go and wander all day long. Don't change nothing. Just add. Adding a little bit of Tehillim. When the Slichot is starting, you can start saying Slichot. Adding. Giving Tzedakah a little more. Maybe once in a week a person gonna do a longer Hitbod Edut. Once a week. But not to make the limud of the Torah weaker. The main way of preparing ourselves to Rosh Hashanah is to come to the yeshiva daily. To sit and to learn Holy Torah. My wife, she told me, there is waves in this yeshiva. And check it, Arav. Look, the waves are coming from the ones that are not sitting and learning. The ones that are sitting and learning, they're not making no mess in the yeshiva. If a person is not into the Holy Gemara, and he's inside of conversations and confusions that are going between people, but people that are sitting and learning, putting their minds into the limud of the Holy Torah, like the Mishnah is saying, no wind that's gonna come will not gonna uproot him. He's gonna stay stable. There is no reason to be confused at all. Outside, someone came to my house. So he told me that he's poor, that he's going through a lot, all of the difficulties. So I told him, Moshe is true, and his Torah is true. Hashem is true, Moshe is true, and the Torah is true. Nothing gonna change, never. Hashem Yitbarach, he is alive and exists. He's eternal, and nothing gonna change. The righteous people are not changing. When Rabbeinu said that you should live in Jerusalem, it will never gonna be changed. Every word that Rabbeinu said, to keep it in a perfect way, with no confusions. A person is being confused because he's not strong. He thinks that Rabbeinu is recommending, a good advice he's giving. So alright, you're gonna keep that advice. And also he's got more advices from other people. But our holy rabbi, you need to be strong, keeping all of his words. There is nothing to be confused, looking on the kindness of Hashem, praising Hashem. The confusions are only when a person is not into the purpose, when he's not into the Torah. Adraba, you should sit and learn Torah. Person gonna learn and gonna know more and more into the Torah, Kedoshah, another subject. Gonna have the knowledge, wisdom of the Torah in the most simplest way of them all. The biggest preparation for Elul. Like today, we talked a little bit this morning. We said good news. What's the right way to prepare ourselves? It's to keep all of the mitzvot with happiness. I heard that Harav said, "Vayomru lemor ashir al Hashem." They're going to tell us to say, to sing to Hashem. It's also a verse that his first letters are Elul. So actually in Elul you should sing, you should be happy to serve Hashem with happiness. Just to praise Hashem. on Hallel of today. All of this week, all of this month, we need to thank on the Hallel of this morning. 2 hours of Hallel, we said. Poor Avrechim, the ones that haven't come to the Hallel. How poor they are. How they lost that amazing thing. So much Rachmanut on them. He's saying to the Mashgiach, to the supervisor, that he needs to come also to the Hallel. There was such happiness today. Happiness like that. Such dance. Almost 2 hours. This is Rosh Chodesh. Poor guys, the Avrechim, that are not coming to pray here in Shabbat in the morning. What they gonna answer in heaven? You had such an amazing thing, such an opportunity to praise Hashem, so close to you, few minutes to walk. What are you gonna answer to Hashem Yitbarach? What are you gonna say? There was such an Hallel. So what? So come to the Hallel. After it, pray Shachrit. So come to the Hallel. After it, go pray Shachrit somewhere else. You said Hallel. What? Which Hallel we had today? Which amazing Hallel. And yesterday and today. Even more. Le'ela u'le'ela. Higher and higher. Songs and dance and such happiness. This is Hallel. Happy in Rosh Chodesh. Every Avrech that I haven't seen him, I have a lot of mercy on him. He lost. Like that you're saying on Kriyat Shema, not in his time. It's something crooked that you cannot fix. There is some things that you cannot fix them. Shachrit in Shabbos, you weren't davening here, you lost it. Come early, ideally to come early in Shabbat, to pray here. You lost it. What you gonna do now? This is it. Shachrit like that, with songs like those in Shabbat. Every day, but especially in Shabbat, higher and higher, dances like those, the work of singing and thanking Hashem. So you have that opportunity. Baruch Hashem, that here in Shachrit, it's simple that we're coming to thank and to praise Hashem, word after word, praising Hashem on that. Once a day, a person have that job of praying, starting his day on the right side. In Shabbos we're not davening nets because we want people to bring their kids. In regular days of the week, you have a car, you can come. Hodu, we're singing 40 minutes until Shmona Esra. 40 minutes. There is, in other places, 20 minutes all of Shachrit. Here you have 40 minutes just from Hodu to Shmona Esra. There is a person named Yosef that he made a certain show, and he said in his show, in his act, that there is a traffic light close to the Shtiblach, and he's parking his car in the red light, and he's running to Daven Shachrit, and he's coming fast enough before it's going to be green to drive back after Shachrit in the Shtiblach. This is Hasidim Shtiblach. So it's pity to lose people that are not tasting the taste of prayers here in the yeshiva, taste of praising Hashem, taste of learning Torah, Kedusha. So a person is so poor, he's all surrounded with bad spirits and Lashon Hara. One of the biggest things that I learned in the last period of time, that a person needs to stay away from Lashon Hara. What it means to stay away from Lashon Hara? Rabbeinu is saying that when a person is talking Lashon Hara, it means that he is rejecting the wisdom. doesn't want to the wisdom. So Hashem gave me that wisdom. And I thought to myself in my tshuva, what it means that the person is pushing away the rejecting the wisdom. A person that has got wisdom, he will not going to talk on no one. This is for sure. Even if he's going to see a person that is sinning, he's going to see him with his own eyes. He will not going to talk. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one that brings that person to sin. He caused him to sin, that he's going to fail. Hashem has got a certain reason to bring that person into the path of Avonot for now. So you're talking now about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now you saw a person that sinned. You saw a person that fell. You should know that that person fell from heaven. You know what's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that with him? In the evening of Shabbat, I had the merit to be in the tzion of Rabbi Meir Balanes. And I woke up early in the night, before of the morning, and I made it bodedut at 3 a.m. And a Jew came to me alone. I was alone in the tzion. Who's going to be there? It's closed in that hour. And he's crying, without a kippah. So, Rav Shalom said, I saw that he woke up to the tshuva. So he asked the Rav where I can pray. So Rav told him, pray here. Pray here, you can pray here. So Rav Shalom said, so he started to pray over there. And Rav Shalom said, I didn't want to lose him, that he just gonna talk to Hashem. I wanted to talk to him myself. And he was crying. He said, I burned the Shabbos, a person without a kippah. So I was waiting to hear from him. Told him that 8 months he started to keep Shabbos. And in Shabbos, friends took him to a beach, 3 hours walk. And he break Shabbos in the beach over there. And he went 3 hours walk to confess, to come to cry. In the middle of the Shabbat. And he's just crying. So I gave him a kippah and I gave him my tzitzit. And I talked to him and we prayed shachrit in the nets, one word after the other. So what? You can tell what the Hashem done to that person, went with him, that process. Now, by that falling, he's been connected to us and he's got a certain attachment to us. Not only that he's going to keep Shabbat. Now he's going to keep Shabbat until 120. You can imagine to yourself what's going to be with him. You saw him. You saw him sinning, breaking Shabbos. You can say something. You can know what Hashem is doing with him. You can never tell. You're talking on a person, it means that you're rejecting the wisdom of Hashem. If you would realize that there is Elohim in the world, you would understand that there is Elohim that is supervising every detail in the creation. So you're ignoring from it, so you're rejecting the wisdom. You can tell what's happening with that person, what's going on with him. In his fallings, you know what's going on with him. Why Hashem haven't helped him? Why Hashem let him fail? Why Hashem let him sin and supervise that he's going to fail? That you're going to go through that. You're rejecting the wisdom. If you're thinking about something that is not in touch with you, something not connected to you, it's not yours to think. Do you know what Hashem is doing with every person? Here is that Jew. Now Hashem made him to suffer, to go to that certain path, that he's going to come to Rabbi Meir Balanes in the middle of the night. Everyone, Hashem is doing with this something that he's going to get closer to the Kedusha in the end. And if you're talking about it, so you're rejecting the wisdom. If someone hurt you, someone offended you, even if you have wisdom, you're not going to talk about him. Because that person is not a reality. Just Hashem made everything for you. This is why a person that is talking bad things on other people, he's rejecting the wisdom. People sitting and talking, spending hours talking. Poor people. They don't have no connection to the wisdom. They're rejecting the wisdom. Sit, learn holy Gemara in deep way, understanding. Be really slaves of Hashem, serving Hashem. Someone is bothering you to serve Hashem, you have confusions. Sit, put your mind, your heart, your brain into Avodat Hashem. And also the songs and praises, which lost every excuses that you're going to have. The ones that are saying, I'm learning even more. I'm not envious in your, I'm not jealous in your limud. Because there is Avodat Hashem of singing and praising Hashem. I said it to someone, you're doing mistakes that you're not coming to pray. You're doing a mistake. To come to sing, to praise Hashem, to dance, to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem, to say Kriyat Shema one word after the other, to think about every word with the will, Ve'ahavta et, with the will, with desire for serving Hashem. It's not exist in the world. I don't know if ever it was somewhere like this place that people are praying like that we're praying here. Ve'ahavta et Hashem, think. You're saying and you're thinking, I want to serve Hashem with all of my heart. Every word you're thinking about Hashem, about the word, and you're saying it with all of the intention. And the thing that I wanted to tell you, and I talked about it in Shabbat, we should know that the Kaddish, there is huge, huge secrets in it. And I got it from the place that I got it from, that Chazal told us, we're going to read a little bit from the Zohar, what a person can achieve by saying the Kaddish with the right intention. He's opening a path, that through that path, all of the prayers are rising up to Hashem. Person that is saying Kaddish with the right intention, he's creating a path that through that path all of the prayers are climbing to Hashem Yitbarach in a perfect way, and there is no one that can block and stop those prayers from climbing to Hashem Yitbarach. Just you made that path and there is no one that's going to stop those prayers. No one can be a category to close, to block those prayers from climbing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to talk about it. So here, the prayers are flying above. We're rising all of the prayers of Am Yisrael. No one can touch those prayers. Oy va'avoy to the one that's going to try to touch, to the angels that's going to try to stop, to block those prayers. Even an evil person that is saying, Amen, Yesh, Amen, Rabba, no one can block his prayers. So even if a person is saying Amen Yesh Emer Rabba, he's taking his father from hell directly to heaven. Why? There is a rule. What that the son is doing, the father, he is enjoying from that. He's going to do that. Whatever your son is doing, you're going to enjoy that. There was a story in Bnei Brak, not long time ago, a family of kibbutznikim from the kibbutz. In an accident, the father died. And the mother started to do tshuva and took the kids and went to live in Bnei Brak. And the kid was crying. So the Rebbe asked that kid, why are you crying? So he answered to him, everyone have a father that can sit with him and learn Gemara. And me, I don't have. So the Rebbe told him, I'm going to talk to your mother. Try to make him happy. But tomorrow he had, the second day, he had a test, and he got 100, the result was 100 A in the test. So he asked him, what happened? The Rebbe asked him. So he told him, I was crying at night, and in the dream my father came to me from heaven to teach me Torah, and he sat with me and taught me Gemara. So I asked him, Father, you were Chiloni, you never learned Gemara. How you could taught me? So he said, from the moment that you started to keep Torah mitzvot, you become to be religious. They gave me in heaven the permission to learn Torah, and now in heaven I'm learning Torah, and this is how I can teach you. Immediately. So first of all, we're going to learn. Soon we're going to say what's the right intention of the Kaddish. But first of all, we're going to learn a little bit from what the Rav Mordechai Eliyahu wrote. Why it's written that the Kaddish is written in Aramaic? Because that by the secret, it's got a certain importance that by it, it fixes all of the worlds. The prayer is divided to few words, worlds. And between every world to the other, there is a Kaddish inside of that fila. So by that, you're rising all of the world by the Kaddish. And the husks, they understand that language of Aramaic. And when they hear the word of Aramaic, they've been separated from the Kedusha. Because they can understand it, so it can influence them, and it's breaking them and separates them from the worlds. This is why we should be very precise in the words of Kaddish, to say Yitgadal. Yitgadal. The best way, like I started to say, like that I'm saying, word after a word, to hear the Taf, to hear the Gimel, to hear the letters, not to swallow no word, not to lose no word, no letter. To say Di Bera. Not to attach those two words to be one, Dibra. It's not Dibra. There is no reality that people are going to say the Kaddish like you should if they're not saying one word after the other separated. The Kaddish is so important, like that we're going to see, that it's entering the judgments and verdicts and takes out wicked Reshaim people from Gehenom. Like that we started to do the Kriyat Shema, one word after the other, also Kaddish, to say one word after the other. Di Bera. Not to say Dibra. Dibra is she was talking. Like Dibro, Dibral, it's like the commandments. But Di Bera, it's that Hashem created. Bera. Di Bera, that He created. It's two words. And now when you say Amen Yesh Emerabah, you need to say Itbarach Bekamatz. But it's a Nusach. Everyone according to his Nusach to say. And to say Berich Hu, not Brichu. Brichu it's one word. Brich Hu. Have to say word after the other. Berich Hu. You're saying Berichu, but it's Berichu, it cannot be. You should say Berichu. And you have to answer until Be'alma. Even Ashkenazim, it's a mistake that they're not answering until Be'alma. You need, like that Arizal, we have a rule. Ben Ishchai, he taught us something amazing. When Arizal is saying a certain psak, even all of the poskim going to say against him, you need to take his shita, the shita of Arizal, because he's the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's Nishmat Moshe. Why are you saying until Itbarach? You should say until Be'alma, until Be'alma. Like the Tari HaKadosh said, why are you not answering until Be'alma? This is the blessing you're saying. Yesh, Emer, Rabam, Barach, La'alam, Lolme, Olmaya, Itbarach. Ishtabach, you don't need to say because you're Ashkenazi. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. You need to say until the Amiran Be'alma. Here we're smiling. Here everyone together. Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, we're all smiling. We're all together. So you should answer until Be'alma. Now listen. Soon you're going to see. I know that you have questions. Soon you're going to give all your answers. A person should say Berichu. Now, what did I wanted to smile to you with? So the one that is saying Kaddish, he should have the intention to cover for the public, to that they gonna fulfill their obligation by your Kaddish. And the minimum that you should have 10 people. The Shliach Tzibur also have to have the intention to cover for them, not only in Shmona Esre, just have to have that intention to help them to fulfill their obligation also in the Kaddish. There is 28 words in the Kaddish. But if you're saying Mikol, you don't have 28. You should say Min Kol. Two words, not Mikol. Not swallowing a word, to say min kol. So also the one that is answering should say min kol. You should say 28 words. And also there is 28 letters. And also the public, when they're answering, they should answer. So the one that is saying Kaddish, he should say it slowly, that the public gonna have enough time to answer the answer of the Kaddish. Now, what did I told you that I asked my rabbi and teacher, Rabbi Yaakov Mutzafi, Zchuto, his merit gonna protect us all, that I had the merit that I learned with him all of the halachot. And he told me to say until the Amiran Be'alma, even if the Shliach Tzibur went to eat, he went out, he came back, you don't mind. You're answering, yes, until the Be'alma. You started to answer, Amen, yes, Shemer Abba, until the end, Be'alma. Even if the Chazan over there is inside of an aeroplane, Matos Krav, fighter jet. Okay. Even though you need to say slowly, slowly, all of the words until the end. And this is what Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said, and also I heard Rabbi Yaakov Mutzafi, and he told me that also. And even if you're saying, and you're inside the answer, and the Chazan now is in the next part, and the public are saying Amen, don't say Amen. And continue until you're going to finish answering until Be'alma. Amen, yes, Amen, Rabbah, slowly, slowly. So Hashem gave me that wisdom to think on a wonderful thing. What am I thinking about when I'm saying Kaddish? This is the wisdom that Hashem gave me. I'm going to give you, let you enjoy from it also. We're saying in Birkat HaMazon of Nusach Sfard of the Ashkenazim, what we're blessing Hashem, we're blessing you, Modim Lach Umvarchim Otach, what we're saying to him, Sheit Barach Shimcha Befi Kol Chai Tamid, that your name gonna be blessed in the mouth of people forever. Also in Haftarah we're saying it. When we're blessing Hashem, what we're saying, that your name gonna be blessed in the mouth of all people that are alive, always. When I'm saying that, Yitbarach, when I'm saying Yitbarach, I'm saying Yitbarach in a long time, saying Yitbarach. Yitbarach, I'm thinking to myself, Yitbarach Shimcha Befi Kol Chai Tamid. That we're going to have that merit, that his name going to be blessed by the mouths of all people in the world. Also, the Sfaradim are saying that in the Haftarah. Also, they're saying it in the Haftarah. What we're blessing Hashem. This is why the Kaddish is so important. We're blessing Hashem that your name, big name, huge name, great name, going to be important in the wisdoms and in the mouth being blessed of all people. And you have to say one word after the other, not to make no mistakes and to swallow words and letters. It's such a huge thing. I hope that soon I'm going to write an explanation to the Kaddish that we're going to put it in plastic or something, that everyone going to have it. You're going to translate it. Someone wrote a question. Rav didn't understand that question. Before the person is saying Amen Yesh Amen Rabba, needs to think in his heart that I'm canceling all of my will, all of my lusts, that all of my will gonna be, all of my will, that all of my will gonna be that Yehe Shemeh Rabba Mevorach, that the name of Hashem gonna be blessed. Yehe, it's the will. Shemeh, it's His name. Rabba, it's the big one, the great one. Mevorach, gonna be blessed. That people gonna bless Him. That all of my will gonna be that people just gonna praise and bless Your name, Ishtabach, that it's gonna be important for them. That we all gonna honor Hashem, all gonna miss Hashem. It's all of the purpose of this world, it's the Kaddish. All of the purpose. Like we wrote in the Garden of Gratitude. All of the purpose is Kaddish. The Kaddish came. Where are you running to? Why are you running? In the yeshiva we're asking. The ones that are saying Kaddish, that's going to say one word after the other. And the one that are answering, you want to have the merit? Like what that's written in the Zohar Kadosh? It's written in the Zohar Kadosh. He's saying that the person that is saying Kaddish, the Sitra Achra, the dark side, is surrendered. She doesn't have no power. She doesn't have no option. And the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being raised to break locks and iron chains and bad husks, it breaks. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering the name of that person that answered and the name of his sons. When you're praising Hashem, Hashem gonna praise your name on your son's names. Like, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening the way for that person and seed to achieve the Torah for the world to come. The time is really short, so we cannot read more. Just get stronger to know that path that rise all of prayers of even hundreds of years. You can say Kaddish in a certain place that the prayers are stuck over there for hundreds of years and you're going to rise all of them. Every simple Jew that's going to say Amen, Yehe, Shemeh, Rabba. Now we're going to say Kaddish Bezrat Hashem. Everyone going to get stronger. Especially in this yeshiva, to say Kriyat Shema word after word, also the Kaddish. I wish that we all, Bezat Hashem, going to have the merit to say Kaddish one word after the other. Because the one that gave me that wisdom and gave me that, he told me that now, if there is something that we can do to bring the salvation, is just to teach people to say Amen Yesh Amen Rabba. And this is the thing that is bringing all of the prayers up. The darkness is so huge that only the Kaddish can bring the salvation. This is why that person told me to go and to talk and to give in my shiurim that message to teach everyone again and again. And I'm going to tell you the truth, all of the truth. Usually people are very poor. They're listening to other people, how they're doing fast, and they're saying like them. And they're not doing what they used to and want to do. They're just being pulled by other people, by the public in the Bet Knesset that they are praying, to pray like them. I'm not saying it because I'm not respecting them. But when you know the greatness of Kaddish, how important the Kaddish is, that Chazal told us that it can turn the verdict of 70 years of a person's sins. One Kaddish against 70 Rosh Hashanah. 70 times judgments of Rosh Hashanah it can turn. So you can understand why we're asking all of the public in our yeshiva, don't be stupid. Don't drop the prayers here. Don't lose them. Sit with your heads into the Gemara Kedasha, Holy Gemara. Put your heart and your brain in the Gemara, in Halakha. And really, Hashem is true, Moshe is true, and the Torah is true. There is no reason to be confused. So, if they're asking if a person can answer stronger than the Chazan. If all of the public are shouting stronger than the Chazan, so yes. But if you're alone shouting in the Bet Knesset stronger than the Chazan, so it's not right. So in public you can do that, if the public all like in the yeshiva. But if you're alone, you don't need to say it out loud very strong, but you're by yourself to say it slowly, slowly, with a strong intention. To say Amen, Yehe, Sheme. What do you care about? You are now busy, occupied in praising Hashem. It shtabach, v'it pa'ar, v'it romam, v'it naseh. What do you care? So they finish now Shmona Esrei. So what? They finish their prayers. So what do you care? They finished. And you are praising Hashem also. In the Shla it's written that a person should say until Ba'amiran Ba'alma. This is how he wrote. And Magen Avraham wrote the Shla was Ashkenazi. What? We told you, Rabbi Isai, if Arizal is saying Epsak, this is it. It's a soul of Moshe. With all of the honor to all of the poskim, we're shaking, we're afraid, who are we to stand in front of them? But when Ari HaKadosh said something, cannot argue. This is it. And especially that also Maran Bet Yosef is writing that. Even though that they had that custom, so what? But the simple wisdom of them all going to understand that you should answer until the Amiran Ba'alma. This is the complete blessing. You bless Hashem. Why are you saying only half of the blessing to Hashem? What, are you lazy? You're in a rush. Let them finish Shacharit. Let them finish the Kaddish. So what? We learned that wisdom, wonderful wisdom. What that? Today I haven't said Barchi Nafshi. And until, only after Barchi Nafshi I said Kaddish. I didn't want the public going to wait for me.
מי שאומר אמן יש ברמה הוא טועה. מי שאומר אמן יש ברמה הוא טועה. אמן, כן ירצון חושב, אמרתי, וגם אני חושב, שאני כל צוני, בכל געגועי, ואכפה לך שאתה גם אתה עמד פה, גם אתה עמד, שמי אמרתי? אתה יודע, אתה עמד שקטי, שהוא גמר גם את החזרה, הוא גמר את זה. מה זה מגעת שאתה? מה? מה לעשות? איזה אין לך פרק, מה אתה יכול לעשות? אני גם שם לך, אני שעושה כבר... לא, מה אני יכול לעשות? שזה אתה מות את כל הלכו. אין מה לעשות, אין מה לעשות. לצערנו, אבל אולי לאט לאט נתחיל להגיד שיעורים, נפיץ את הדיסק הזה, אולי יהיה עוד כמה מקומות ש... נכון, הם הניגולים לפעמים הם מקלקלים, דה, זה נכון. צריכים לשים, מה שלמדתי עכשיו את הקדיש, שמתי לב לזה, צריכים לשים, גם שיום בניגולים, צריך שיראה שלא ישנה שום דבר. כן. אז אמרתי עכשיו, התגדל קדש מה, רבה, אומרים אמת. האמת של, האמת הראשון, זה אמת. כי באמת אמת ככה יהיה, ככה יהיה. ועמד יברך ירודה וירמיך מלכותי לעצמם בפניהם ומשחר אומרים אמן כן יעצור שבאמת כבר ש... שבאמת יגידו אגב היחום יחום 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 ישראל אז אומרים אמן כן יעצור הרי הבריחו אומרים אמת הרי בעלה אומרים אמת כי בתי שלו מה הכלל? אם זה אם זה בקשה, אז אמן כן ירצון, שכן ירצון שלי. ואם זה, כשאתה קדוש ומה קדוש, אתה לא תגיד אמן יהיה רצון. אמת, שהשם קדוש, ברוך. חונן הדעת, אתה צריך אמן כן ירצון, שכן יכול נותן את הדבר. ואתם, אם הברכה היא מעידה על אמת שאתה לא חמור, אז אומרים אמן שזה אמת. אם הברכה יש בה בקשה, אז אומרים אמן יהיה רצון. זה כן, אמן בכל כבודתו. התוספות אומרים בכל כבודו, אני יודע. אני יודע, אבל ששאלה שאומר שבכל כבודתו, התוספות אומרים בכל כבודו, אני יודע. בכל מקרה, אפילו אם כן, העיקר זה בכל כבודתו. למה? לא שחשוב שמוזכים לתוספות. כי אם אתה לא נמצא בציבור שמה אתה יכול לעשות, אז אתה אומר בכל כבודו גם כן. אתה אומר בכל כוחה, אבל אתה לא יכול להגיד, צריכים תמיד לדעת, אין מה לעשות. אף פעם אפשר להיות שונה בשום מקום. אני מתפלל במקומות האלה, מה אני אעשה? אומרים קדיש בשיא המילות. אז אני אומר קדיש איתם, מה אני יכול לעשות? יש לי מודרה. משתדל להגיד מילה מילה, ככה בבירות, פשוטה, כמו שאתה אומר, מה שאני יכול לחתום, אני אומר. אם אני לא עומד קדיש, אתה לא מעין אותי, אני עומד לדבר של רבה. עכשיו, אם אני עומד קדיש, כי אני אמר בעל מה יכול לומר אמן למי, אם הוא שומע מישהו על השומע קדיש, לא על עצמו, אתה יכול לעלות על עצמו, לא עולים על עצמו. רק אם הוא סיים, אמרתי כבר, קראתי זה, שלא עולים. לא, גם לא בעלמה וגם לא... לא יודע מה. אני אשתה טוב. אני אגיד קדיש קודם, טוב? אני מבחינה עם כבודם שיהיה הכרן. קראתי אתכם, סנסקי, של מחרת החודש אלו, אני אשתה את המים הסמאות, תשובה. תודה. 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 תודה.